Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. In his new book, Return to the Farm, A Christmas Journey, Sioux Falls author and storyteller Tom Roberts takes readers on a sentimental trip inspired by his childhood as a farm boy in the Ipswich, Aberdeen area. The book also features scrapbook-styled art and photography by Jim Brummond and his 8-year-old son, Zach. Return to the Farm is Roberts' latest Christmas book, created as a benefit for the Children's Home Society of South Dakota. Tom Roberts joins us from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And Tom, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, hello there. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'd like to begin with the introductory poem in the book. I'm wondering if you could recite that for us.
I'd be happy to. 5 miles south of Ipswich, off of Highway 45, a gravel road travels east about a mile as you drive. And then turning south, looking left, you will see, just beyond the ditch, an old cottonwood tree. It stands all alone on a patch of open ground where a farmyard used to be and a young boy ran around when the skies were bright blue and the sun shined everywhere, where the fields of alfalfa could be smelled in the air, where bullfrogs and crickets could be heard late at night while lying in the grass beneath the moonlight, staring up at the stars as they twinkled overhead, and dreaming about the future before going off to bed. It was an ideal place to think and learn and grow, where life was much simpler and the pace was nice and slow. Well, it's been a long, long time since I left and went away, far from those pastures and fields of golden hay. But though I've been gone from the farm these many years, the memory still lingers and never disappears.
That's Tom Roberts reading the introductory poem to his new book, Return to the Farm, A Christmas Journey. From looking at this book and hearing that poem, it sounds to me like that your childhood growing up there near Ipswich, that was that provided the foundation for your life.
It really was. You know, it's where my love of storytelling first began. My mom would tuck me into bed at night, tell me bedtime stories. My sister would tell me stories to scare me. My grandma would tell me stories from the Bible. My uncle would tell funny stories. It was just a way that I just started developing that whole love of using the imagination, and pretty soon I found myself sharing stories of my own and making up my own stories to entertain my nieces and nephews when they'd come to visit.
Unlike your other books for Christmas for the Children's Home Society, is Return to the Farm more for the older audiences?
Well, in a sense it is, because they're the ones that are going to look back with that kind of sentimental quality that the book really kind of hones in on. But I'm hoping it's the kind of story that they can read aloud to their families and then share with those younger generations their own fond memories. It kind of becomes a platform for them to kind of open up those own individual family stories.
Those stories and memories, it's so integral to the holiday season, just intertwined. It seems to me like this book was just like a natural successor to your earlier books for Christmas.
Well, it is. You know, Christmas is a special time, I think, for a lot of people. And those of us who have grown up in that rural environment, Christmas is so special. It's almost magical in that farm environment. And the things that I talk about in my story are rather universal, and they tend to resonate with most people who have grown up that way.
Yeah, that's true. Just the images of the snow, looking around, and the aroma of chocolate chip cookies. So even for those of us that didn't grow up on a farm, we can still relate to this.
Absolutely, and that's what I love to hear. Those stories that people say, well, you're talking about my farm. Well, yeah, we're talking about everybody's farm.
Now, what's interesting about this book, Return to the Farm, A Christmas Journey, is that it's the design is like a scrapbook. Did you start out with that design, or is that something that came later?
No, it was my idea from the get-go that we thought this would be the best way to depict the story, a story I've actually been sharing in my programs, my storytelling programs, for years. And when we were trying to determine how to how to illustrate this. That seemed to be the logical way to do that, as if all these photos were in a family scrapbook and they had titles to them and then a story weaved around each of the photos and illustrations that Jim Brumman did so beautifully throughout the book, and his son. You know, I used to draw little pictures for my mom and dad when I was young, and Zach kind of captured that essence of my childhood by creating those in the book.
So that was just a natural part of it, that you would include young Zach's pictures in there too.
You did a great job on that.
Now, I should mention that there's for people that buy this book, there's room for them to put their memories in the back as well.
That's what we want to encourage people to do, to bring it out every Christmas, tell the story, add their own fond memories, their own photographs, their own little mementos, as it were, so they can keep the legacy of that farm life alive.
What did it mean for you to put this book together? I know you mentioned that these memories are always with you. They never go away. But for you to put this on paper and include some of your childhood photos in there with the other images, was that kind of bittersweet, or you just enjoy? I mean, do you enjoy going back to those days? And
I do. I enjoy it. Every time I tell the story, it's like time travel for me. Just going back and recalling and reliving those beautiful moments as a child, and especially at Christmas, which was just so wonderful for me. And I love reliving it. I really do.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with author and storyteller Tom Roberts. He has a new book called Return to the Farm, A Christmas Journey. He's got a number of programs over the next few weeks, including tonight. He's at the Prairie West Branch Library in Sioux Falls, program and activity from 5:30 to 7:30 with a storytelling program at 6 and 7. Also on the 7th, on Sunday, I believe, concert at the South Dakota Symphony. And you're doing a narration. Is that something you've done before?
In Hoven there.
In
yes.
Hoven, yeah.
Yeah, yes. I've done it a number of times over the years, and have always been fortunate to be invited back to narrate their program with the symphony playing beautiful music. It's a beautiful setting, really is.
Now, this book and your other books are, all the proceeds go to the Children's Home Society of South Dakota. How did you get involved with the Children's Home Society?
Well, my wife Tammy and I like to think of it as a God thing. We began over 20 years ago as volunteers, helping out at Christmas time. I played Santa for the kids, and you only have to meet the kids once and they kind of grab onto your heart. So years later, when we were kind of determining to do a family volunteer mission project, we decided to turn one of my stories into a book that we could sell as a benefit for these kids. And that's what kind of began this whole Christmas book project that then led to my second book, Santa's Prayer, and the third, The Little Lost Sock. We added the audio version of many of my stories called The Home Collection last year. And then, of course, this year, our fourth book seems to be coming full circle, going back to where my love of stories began with Return to the Farm, A Christmas Journey.
You were an actor, or are an actor, along with a storytelling. This was your work with the Children's Home Society in producing these books. Something that was perhaps maybe unexpected, not something that you knew was going to happen.
No. It's just one of those amazing journeys that it unfolded the way it did, and I enjoy performing, storytelling, and it just seemed to naturally work well in trying to raise awareness and much-needed funds for the kids there at Children's Home.
What is the mission of the Children's Home? Let us know what some of the work is that they do.
Well, you know, Children's Home Society has this wonderful 121-year history here in South Dakota as being one of the oldest nonprofit human service organizations here in our state, helping over 2,000 kids from all across the state every year in a variety of different programs. What started out, you know, originally years and years ago as an orphanage now has evolved into this multifaceted program helping kids with emotional and behavioral issues, where they come to us and needing help. Unfortunately, the majority of them are placed in our care because they're coming from tragic circumstances, oftentimes stemming from abuse and neglect. But then we also offer foster care and adoption services. We have our Children's Inn, which is our emergency shelter for battered women and children, a forensic interview and examination centers that see over 1,000 kids each year. It's multifaceted, and the idea is to help kids in need and their families to work on a better life.
When you're putting together these books, when you're coming over these stories, do you have the kids in mind as you're creating them?
Yeah, always, yes, absolutely. With Return to the Farm, you know, the natural tie-in there, of course, is I grew up in a very happy home environment, and it just seemed natural that people who identify with this book and purchase this book and want to support the mission know that is our mission, is trying to give these kids a happy home life so that someday that they can look back and have fond memories of their own.
Does that help the kids understand that even if they haven't had a happy home life up to that point, that a happy home life is possible, that is something that
Absolutely.
They can experience?
Absolutely. That's, you know, we have such a wonderful array of counselors, therapists, teachers, administrators, volunteers, that's what's on their hearts and their minds at all times, is giving these kids a sense of hope, you know, unconditional love and security, feeling safe and nurtured and encouraged while they are in our care.
With this book, Return to the Farm, and the other books and the other storytelling programs that you do, does that make Christmas, you know, an extra special time for you? I mean, it already is a special time, but this just adds to it?
Always. Yes, yes. You know, my wife Tammy and I, we put in a lot of time put on a lot of miles during this time of year, but we wouldn't have it any other way. We absolutely love it.
And you just got back from the western part of the state.
That's right. We were out in the Black Hills earlier. We were up in the northern part of the state, in my home territory, around the Ipswich-Aberdeen area, Britain, and that vicinity there. And then, yeah, this next week we'll be over in Pier and Hoven. And, yeah, we get around to quite a few places and meet a lot of new friends.
What did people in the Ipswich-Aberdeen area think about this book?
Oh, they absolutely loved it, and I had great fun. You know, I always love my opportunities to get in front of kids and share my stories and get their feedback. You know, a lot of times they are the inspiration for many of my stories.
Well, Tom Roberts, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and have a great December and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, too.